At the same time, the citizens must obey the laws of the state. Maharaj Prithu maintained all the standards of good government, and he was so invincible that no one could disobey his orders any more than a person could stop heat and light emanating from a fire. He was so strong and powerful that he was compared to the king of heaven, Indra. In this age, modern scientists have been experimenting with nuclear weapons, and in a former age, they used to release Brahmastras. But all these Brahmastras and nuclear weapons are insignificant compared to the thunderbolt of the king of heaven. When Indra releases a thunderbolt, even the biggest hills and mountains crack. On the other hand, Maharaj Prithu was as tolerant as the earth itself, and he fulfilled all the desires of his citizens, just like torrents of rain from the sky. Without rainfall, it is not possible to fulfill one's various desires on this planet. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Parjanyat Anna Sambhava, food grains are produced only because rain falls from the sky, and without grains, no one on the earth can be satisfied. Consequently, an unlimited distribution of mercy is compared to the water falling from the clouds. Maharaj Prithu distributed his mercy incessantly, much like rainfall. In other words, Maharaj Prithu was softer than a rose flower and harder than a thunderbolt. In this way, he ruled over his kingdom. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauramani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Krishna First of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas before beginning this discussion on the section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in this chapter, we are discussing the various wonderful qualities of Prithu Maharaj. And here, some of these wonderful qualities of Prithu Maharaj are being described. So we see that here Prithu Maharaj, as an exalted pure devotee of the Lord, has two wonderful qualities, as being told here. So on one hand, it is being described that he was as strong as Indra. and his rule over the kingdom was so powerful that, as being mentioned here, that he was compared to Indra, the king of heaven, whose power was insuperable. So we find that on one hand, in order to establish dharma, in order to establish religion and religious principles, a devotee is very firm about maintaining religious principles and not allowing any deviations, any laxity, but then a devotee is very firm to maintain them. And so therefore, Srila Prabhupada, the last sentence of this purport, he says, Maharaj Prithu was softer than a rose and harder than a thunderbolt. So Indra's thunderbolt is being described as so powerful that it can crack even mountains. And Prithu Maharaj's power is being described as equal to that of Indra. But for what purpose? The purpose was to maintain religion, to give protection to the citizens, and in order to maintain law and order in the society. For that, Prithu Maharaj was very firm and very heavy. But at the same time, we find the other side of his personality, that as being described here, he is more tolerant than even the earths. We find that the earth is so tolerant, as we recite this verse every morning, so more tolerant than the earth. Why? Because the earth is tolerating so many people who are committing so many different atrocities, digging deep into the earth to remove minerals, oil, so on and so forth. So many atrocities are being committed on the earth. But the earth never protests, never says anything, but just tolerates everything. And so here we find Prithu Maharaj, as an ideal devotee, is having this wonderful quality of tolerance. And not only that, but is being described that he would fulfill all the desires of the citizens. And just like the rain which pours over the lands, and by that rain so many food grains are produced, similarly, it is being described that Maharaj Prithu was bestowing his mercy on all the people, on all the citizens. Thereby, they could practice their devotional service, they could practice their duties, and thus lead a very peaceful and wonderful life. So, we see that a pure devotee exhibits so many wonderful qualities, which are being described in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we can learn from these great souls and try to follow in their footsteps. So one such exalted pure devotee of the Lord, whose appearance day to day, is Srila Srinivas Pandit. Srila Srinivas Pandit, one of the five members of the Panchatattva, an incarnation of Narad Muni, we see that how he was so close to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that in his house Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the most intimate pastimes. It is described that the Srinivas Angan, where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his associates performed these wonderful kirtans of the chanting of the holy name, and along with that so many wonderful pastimes, this place Srivas Angan is said to be non-different from the Rasa Sthali, the place where Lord Sri Krishna performs the most exalted pastime of the Rasa Leela. That was how dear Srila Srinivas Pandit was to the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so with the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, though most unqualified, we would like to describe a few pastimes of Srila Srinivas Thakur. Srila Srinivas Pandit was extremely dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishwambar, went to Gaya and came back. He was exhibiting so many ecstatic symptoms. Seeing these ecstatic symptoms, some of the people, they were saying that most probably it appears that Vishwambar has some disorder of the winds in the body, and therefore he is exhibiting all these symptoms. And Sachi mother was extremely disturbed, and she was thinking, what has gone wrong with my son? One day Vishwambar met Srivas Pandit, and as Srivas Pandit, he was performing parikrama of Tulsi Maharani and chanting prayers. At that time Vishwambar appeared. Seeing the pure devotee of the Lord, Vishwambar immediately began to exhibit various ecstatic symptoms, and Srivas Pandit was extremely pleased. He was thinking, these symptoms are the symptoms of Krishna Prem that are being manifested in the body of Vishwambar. After some time, Vishwambar approached Srivas Pandit and asked him, what do you think about all these various symptoms that are manifested in my body? Some people are talking that it is some disorder of the winds. To this Srinivas Pandit replied, I also wish to have such a disorder. That wind which is affecting your body, I also wish to have that. Because these symptoms are the symptoms of Krishna Prem that are manifesting in your body. Hearing this, Srinivas Pandit replied, he said, thank you very much for solacing me. I was thinking that I'm suffering from some disorder, but then your words have greatly pacified me. If you would also have said something similar like the other people, I would have drowned myself in the Ganges. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a glorified Srinivas Pandit. As we know, that Srinivas Pandit and all the other Vaishnavas in Navadvip were performing the ecstatic kirtans at Srinivas Angan. And there was a rumor which was spreading throughout Navadvip that very soon the government officials will come and arrest Srinivas Thakur and all his people. All the government officers are arriving in two boats. This rumor was spreading throughout Navadvip. But Vishwambar was totally unaffected by this. And in all his grandeur, in all his opulences, Vishwambar was roaming about the streets of Navadvip, fearless. Some of the people began talking, and they were saying, just see this Vishwambar, he's just roaming about like a prince. And some of the people commented, they said, just wait and watch. You see, this is a trick that is going on. One day, as Vishwambar was roaming along the shores of Mother Ganges, he was totally blissful, totally unaffected by all these various rumors that were going on. On the banks of the Ganges, he was seeing a herd of cows roaming around. Some of the smaller cows, they were running about with their tails raised, so happy. Seeing this Vishwambar, his mind was greatly agitated by ecstatic symptoms, and he started exhibiting various ecstatic symptoms. In that state of ecstasy, Vishwambar came to the house of Srinivas Thakur. At that time, Srinivas Thakur was worshipping Lord Narasimhadev behind closed doors. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at that house and he began repeatedly kicking the door. And Srivast Thakur, he was worshipping Lord Narasimhadev. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcibly entered the house and he said, "Srivast, whom are you worshipping? Whom are you meditating upon? That very Lord whom you are worshipping is right here in front of you. For so many years, you have remained complacent. You have not worshipped me. You do not understand that by your call, by your prayers and the prayers of Advaitacharya, I, the Lord of Vaikuntha, have descended down into this earth." Srivast Thakur, hearing these words of the Lord, was greatly surprised. And Srivast Thakur immediately began offering wonderful prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glorifying him in most wonderful ways. At that time, Sri Gaur Sundar, after hearing all these prayers, was most pleased. And then he told Srivast Thakur, "Now you go and call all your family members, your servants, your maid servants, everyone, you call all of them." And then Srivast Thakur, following the instructions of the Lord, called all his family members and relatives. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with the devotion of Srivast Thakur that he offered his causeless mercy to each one of his family members by placing his lotus feet on each one of their heads. Even the servants and the maid servants of Srivast's family achieved this causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the benefit of being associated with a pure devotee of the Lord. Anyone in association with a pure devotee receives the benefit, receives the benedictions from the Lord, because the Lord is very pleased with all those who are serving the pure devotee and all those who are associated with the pure devotees of the Lord. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to Srivast, "Srivast, I have heard that you're extremely frightened, you're extremely fearful, because the government officials are coming here in two boats to arrest you. But, my dear Srivast, I am the super soul in everyone's heart. And unless I give the sanction, no one in this world can do anything. I reside within the hearts of this king, and unless I sanction, he cannot do anything." When this king comes with his two boats of government officials, I will enter into one of those boats and I will tell the king. I will delude him, I will control him, and I will make him surrender at my lotus feet. Because whatever he does, he has to do according to my will. And if he fails to do that, then I will order him, call all your saintly personalities, call all your mullahs and your fakirs, and then call all the animals, call all the elephants, call all the horses and the birds, and let the saintly persons recite from your shastras, and let all these animals dance in ecstasy. And if he fails to do that, then I will call the elephants and the horses, and I will chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And by the recitation of this holy name, all these animals, all the elephants and horses will dance in ecstasy. If you do not believe this, then just see what I do. And then he called this 4-year-old niece of Srivas Pandit Narayani, and Mahaprabhu ordered this girl, chant the names of Krishna. And immediately this 4-year-old girl began chanting Krishna, Krishna, and as she was chanting, torrents of tears were pouring down her eyes, and exhibiting great ecstatic symptoms, she fell down to the ground unconscious. And then the Lord told Srivas, now do you believe? As we know, this very same Narayani, she became the mother of the author of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, because she received that causeless mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such was the causeless mercy that was offered to Srila Srivas Thakur, who was so dear to the Supreme Lord. On another occasion, there were so many devotees who were bathing the Lord with water from the Ganges, and the devotees were bringing pots of Ganges water and lining them to do the Abhishek of the Lord. At that time, there was one servant of Srivas Pandit named Duki, and she was bringing so many pots of water and keeping over there for the Lord's Abhishek. And the Lord asked, who is it that is bringing all these pots of water? And Srivas Pandit replied, here is the servant named as Duki. And Mahaprabhu said, from now onwards, she is no longer Duki, she is Suki. And so we find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving his causeless mercy to all the various servants and maidservants of Srila Srivas Pandit. Why? Because such was the unalloyed pure devotion of Srivas Pandit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As one of the qualities of Prithu Maharaj is being mentioned here, that he was more tolerant than the earth. We can see this quality of tolerance in Srivas Pandit through a few pastimes. One day, as Srivas Pandit, as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was having his Harinam Sankirtan along with all his devotees in the house of Srivas Thakur, the Lord, along with all his associates, was simply absorbed in the chanting of the holy names. Practically, they were unaware of the material existence. Everything of the material world was oblivious to them. As this ecstatic kirtan of the holy name was going on, at that time, within the inner chambers of the house, one of Srivas Thakur's son dies. And immediately, there was a loud wailing from all the ladies of the house. Srivas Thakur, who was participating in the kirtans, heard this loud wailing and immediately went inside the house. And he told the ladies, why are you wailing? Stop this crying. The Supreme Lord, whose holy name destroys all sins, that very same Lord is there within our house chanting the holy names. Don't you know the power of the holy name? Don't you know the potencies of the Supreme Lord? When that same Supreme Lord is performing Harinam Sankirtan in our house, what can be more auspicious than this? I desire to leave my body in such a situation. Jai Shishu Gaunatai Ki, Shishu Radha Ras Bihari Bhagwan Ki. In such an auspicious situation, our son has died. What can be more auspicious than this? Moreover, your loud wailing will disturb the kirtan of Mahaprabhu. Therefore, my request to you is stop this loud wailing. Somehow, the ladies controlled themselves. And Srivast Thakur once again went to join in the kirtan of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After some time, the Lord, he stopped his kirtan and he asked, "I am not deriving the same happiness as before. Has something gone wrong in your house, Srivast?" And Srivast Thakur replied, "When the Supreme Lord, when you are performing kirtan with your wonderful, beautiful, smiling face, you are performing kirtan in my house, how can anything inauspicious take place?" And the kirtan continued. After some time, some of the leading devotees, they went to Mahaprabhu and they told him, "Srimas' son has died." The Lord asked, "When did this take place?" The devotees replied, "Because Srivast Thakur did not want to disturb your kirtan, therefore he did not reveal this. But it took place about 2.5 hours before." The Lord was shocked to hear this. And he said, "Just see the quality of devotion of Srivast Thakur, that just for my sake, he is ready to even tolerate the death of his son. How can I ever give up the company of such a devotee as Srivast Thakur?" The devotees were astonished. They were thinking, "Why is Mahaprabhu saying this? Why is he thinking of giving up our company?" Little did they know that very soon Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would accept sannyas. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with all the devotees, goes to the inner chambers, and then the Lord speaks to the dead son. And the Lord says, "What are the reasons, my dear son, for you leaving this body?" The devotees were amazed. They were wonderstruck. They were thinking, "What is this? Mahaprabhu is speaking to a dead body." But to their great amazement, the boy got up and spoke. And the boy said, "My dear Lord, everyone in this world, according to his destiny, lives in a particular body for some time and then he has to leave according to his karma. I have enjoyed in this body according to my destiny and now I have to leave. Who in this world is a real father? I, according to my own destiny, have to now leave this body and take up another body. My dear Lord, please give your blessings that I, wherever I may be, I may never forget you. In whatever body I take, I always remember you. Please forgive all my offenses." And saying this, the boy departs. All the family members of Srivast Thakur, seeing this most wonderful scene of the boy speaking wonderful philosophy, were most wonderstruck and they were jubilant to see this. And then the Lord spoke to Srivast. He said, "Srivast Pandit, you are such a devotee that anyone who even sees your face once will be bestowed with all auspiciousness. Everyone in this world desires the mercy and the company of a pure devotee like you." And in this way we find Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying Srivast Pandit for his most wonderful qualities. We see that how for anyone in this world, one's own son is definitely so dear to everyone. But Srivast Pandit, such was his devotion to the Supreme Lord that he even did not care for the death of his son because of his attachment to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The only thing that he desired in this world was the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. There was nothing else which he ever desired. And so we find that because Srivas Pandit was such an exalted devotee of the Lord, when anyone offends a pure devotee, when anyone offends an exalted devotee, or for that matter, when any Vaishnava is offended, though the Vaishnava may not take it seriously, but the Lord takes it extremely seriously. So, when Srivas Pandit and all the devotees were performing the kirtans at the house of Srivas Thakur, this kirtan was most confidential. And only the most confidential associates of the Lord were allowed into the kirtans. And there were so many envious people who were talking so many different things. Some of them would say that these devotees, they are chanting, we do not know what they are doing throughout the night. They are simply howling and making noises. And so many people who were not allowed entrance into those kirtans became very envious. So one of them was Gopal Chappal. So one night, Gopal Chappal, on a plate, he put all the items of Durga worship and he placed that plate in front of the house of Srivas Thakur at night. The next morning, Srivas Thakur got up and he opened the door and he saw all this worship for Durga kept in front of the house. And just see the quality of Srivas Thakur. Normally, I mean, we see whenever we commit a mistake, we tend to defend ourselves. And when we don't commit a mistake and somebody else blames us unnecessarily, then it becomes very difficult to take that. But here we find the quality of Srivas Thakur, that even though he did not perform this wrong activity, he did not try even the least to defend himself. Rather, he called all the people, all the neighbors, and he said, come, see, what am I doing? I am actually just performing some worship of Durga. And all the people came and saw, but obviously nobody believed it. They threw all that and they cleaned up the place with cow dung and cow urine. But here we see this wonderful quality of Srivas Thakur. Such was his level of tolerance that even though he did not perform this activity, he was trying to show that actually I'm not a devotee. That was his humility. That was his tolerance. But even though Srivas Pandit tolerated that, but we find the Lord did not tolerate. And so therefore, Gopal Chappal immediately was attacked by leprosy and was suffering terribly. Many years later, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, when he came back to Navadvip and he was offering his mercy to all the people, at that time Gopal Chappal once again comes to beg for forgiveness from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gopal Chappal falls at the feet of Mahaprabhu and begs him, my dear Lord, I'm suffering so much, please relieve me of this pain, excruciating pain. The Lord, he tells Gopal Chappal, he says, for an offender like you, you deserve hellish punishments. what you're suffering now is just the beginning. If you cannot tolerate this, how will you tolerate the innumerable sufferings that you will suffer in hell? For an offense to a Vaishnav, the only atonement is that you beg forgiveness from that Vaishnav. Since you have offended Srivas Pandit, therefore, now you go and beg for forgiveness from Srivas Pandit. That is the only way you can be relieved from all the suffering. And Gopal Chappal begs at the lotus feet of Srivas Pandit for forgiveness. Of course, Srivas Pandit, as a most exalted Vaishnav, never took any offense. Similarly, we find that how when Devanand Pandit was once giving a discourse on the Srimad Bhagavatam, at that time Srivas Pandit came, was walking along, and he sat in that assembly. And as Srivas Pandit began to hear the wonderful glorification of the Lord from Devanand Pandit, he immediately exhibited ecstatic symptoms and he fell down on the ground. And the disciples of Devanand Pandit thought, this is a nuisance. The Srivas Pandit is unnecessarily disturbing us. And they picked him up and they put him on the roads. And Devanand Pandit, who was speaking, he did not take any objection to that. And so, few days later, when Devanand Pandit was speaking on the Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to pass by. And hearing Devanand Pandit, Mahaprabhu became wild like fire. And he began to shout in such a way that Devanand Pandit could hear. He said, "O Devanand, do you think that by speaking on the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can attain devotion to the Supreme Lord? You are speaking on the Bhagavatam, but your words do not have even a drop of devotion to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, your speaking on the Bhagavatam is extremely useless. Today, I will tear your Bhagavatam to shreds." Saying this, Mahaprabhu went rushing towards Devanand Pandit. Mahaprabhu's associate stopped him. Mahaprabhu was so angry for the offense that Devanand Pandit had committed against Srivas Thakur. Many years later, when Devanand Pandit offered service to Vakreshwar Pandit by protecting him during the kirtan, then Mahaprabhu agreed to forgive Devanand Pandit. Because Srivas Thakur was so dear to Mahaprabhu, therefore Mahaprabhu could not tolerate any offense against Srivas Thakur. And so in this way, we find that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his most intimate pastimes at the house of Srivas Thakur. We find that he also performed the Mahaprakash Leela, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offering his benedictions to so many Vaishnavas. And in this way we find that the Lord offered his mercy to Srivas Pandit and all his family members, all his associates. So, of course, there are so many other wonderful pastimes which we can describe about the life of Srivas Thakur on his most wonderful appearance day. However, we would like to conclude now. Thank you very much for patiently tolerating me. Jai Srila Srivas Pandit Avirbhav Mahamahotsav Ki. His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Samaveda Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Natai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Gauranga.
Hare Krishna.
Badhiya lecture diye Prabhuji, first class. Prabhuji, jaise aap bole ki, jab Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bole the ki, unko bole na, tum daro mat Shivas, main sabka hriday mein virajman hu, tum koi chinta karne ki zarurat nahi. To wahi Bhagwan sabka hriday mein virajman hai, to Shivas Thakur ke prati kaise Chapal Gopal ke hriday mein Parmatma virajman hai. विराजमान है तो वो क्यों अपराध किया है? उसके बीच में रहस्य क्या है?
ओके, विल ट्राई टू आंसर. इंग्लिश में बोला चलेगा ना. सो डेफिनेटली द लॉर्ड इज प्रेजेंट विद इन द हार्ट ऑफ एवरी लिविंग एनिटी एज द परमात्मा एज द Upanishads give this analogy of the two birds sitting on the tree. So there's one bird which is eating, sometimes eating the sweet fruits, sometimes eating the bitter fruits. And there's the other bird, that is the Paramatma, he's just watching what this other bird is doing. He never interferes with what the other bird is doing. And so every living entity has got some free will. And even the Lord does not interfere with the free will of the living entity. And so everyone has got the choice. The choice is always there. We know what is good, what is bad, what is wrong, what is right. But still we have the choice to make. And so Gopal Chappal, being influenced by his envy and his prides, and because he could not tolerate how Srivas Thakur was becoming a famous person, and therefore Gopal Chappal acted like that. That's my understanding. But you would like to add something?